And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can send us your questions on skin, of course, because this is the YouBeauty.com segment with the great Dr. Arthur Perry. And I'm in beautiful Lake Tahoe today, Arthur, and the sun is beating down. It doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer, the sun beats down here. It's the highest sun percentage, so I really need some of that, what's it called, skin time?
Well, we've got daytime.
Whatever
light.
The stuff is
daytime,
that blocks sun.
Daytime.
Daytime.
SPF 20.
Daytime.
I hope you're using it. I sent some to you. I hope you're using it.
Well, I'm using last year's variety because I gave the New Year variety to my wife.
It's okay. It still works. You know, even though there's an expiration date on it, the truth is zinc oxide doesn't degrade the way those other sunscreens do. So I'm not worried about that. I can't sell it with an expiration date that it's expired, but it works. I know that.
In any case, Arthur, we had some great stories this week. There was a wonderful story on the internet about the fact that if you were likely to get a burn, it looked like it was a chemical burn, or had a burn from other things, or maybe even a sunburn, that what you had to do is separate eggs, take the egg whites. Of course, if you've got egg whites separated in your refrigerator, all the better. Put them on your face, put them on the burn, and it protected you from the burn, and you ended up without a scar. So I obviously want to know the truth. What's the story on this? Is this the real thing, or is this a bad yolk?
Yeah, right. Mike, you took my joke. All right, so here's the story. Here's the story. Now this is all over Facebook, and you know, it's amazing how these stories get started and they circulate. And I actually received two different versions of this from two completely separate people. So you know, it's getting around. And sensationalist things that sound wonderful, I'm not so sure. So here's the story. So. The word on the internet is that if you just take some egg white and put it on a burn, and there are different burns they talked about, Mike. Yes, chemical. Yes, boiling water was one of those, and flame burn. Just put it on there, and you'll heal up quickly. You won't have any scar. Now, you know me and have known me a long time. I'm generally a skeptic, but I'm open to new things. I certainly want things. You know, it'd be wonderful if you could just put egg on your face. How many of you have had egg on your face? You've been told you've got egg on your face. Well, here it might be a good thing, right? All right, but here's the story, Mike. There's one paper, just one, in the world's literature ever about putting egg on wounds. And it wasn't egg white. This story on the internet said put egg white on. What they did in Iran, believe it or not, in a study that was published about 2 years ago, they took a bunch of rats and they wounded them. You know, you can't get away with that in the United States anymore because rats are protected. We all know that they're, you know, they're running for political office. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But
no, wait a second. Rats. What we're saying is that there is a animal rights group that is honest and that we, in fact, have animal IRBs, that is Institutional Review Board, to make sure the animals get humane treatment.
It's a good thing we have a straight man on board. That's right. That's correct. With those studies, we all do respect animals. And those of us who have done animal studies, they're not done indiscriminately. And they're done for the benefit of mankind. So here it was, for the benefit of mankind in Iran. They burned the backs of 60 rats. And they put egg, not egg white, like was circulating on the internet. They put purified egg yolk extract. The oil of egg yolk, so not that the glob of yellow that you see in your frying pan, but they purify
egg white or egg yolk
and egg yolk, Mike. Egg yolk. This was the study. Now what's in egg yolk that could possibly help?
But I thought
help
the other.
Healing?
I thought what was going around. Wait, Arthur. I thought what was going around the internet was egg whites.
Right. There's no studies about egg white, Mike. Zero. Big zero.
So this
not
is a
one.
Study about egg yolks.
Egg yolk. So I thought we would bring it up because at least maybe whoever started circulating this crazy story, maybe they read this particular study So what's in egg yolk? You know what's in egg yolk. I'll quiz you. What are the things in egg yolk, Mike? Do you know?
No. Well, there's obviously cholesterol. Okay. There's obviously saturated fat. There's obviously beta carotene. But I don't know all the ingredients.
Well, Mike, you said no, but yet you hit the things. You're correct. You know, there's triglycerides, phospholipids, like you said, saturated and unsaturated fat. There is vitamin D, carotenoids, and immunoglobulins. And that was why it was suspected that maybe these things could help healing. So in this very small study in a country far, far away, they did show in this study that egg yolk extract could improve the speed of wound healing in these rats. So, you know, whether or not that gets translated to humans, I'm not sure. However, let's go back to that story that circulated on the internet. Egg white. Do you think that would be a good thing to just, if you burn yourself, smash a few eggs, you know, get out the yolk and put egg white on your face? What do you think about that one, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, to me, it was an amazing thing, and it sounded so real that you wanted to say, boy, I hope this is real. I hope this is real. This would be nice. We could just carry some egg whites with us wherever we go, because egg whites you can get in cartons.
Right. Here's why I don't think, first of all, there's no studies, none whatsoever. There's never been a study. No one has taken egg white and put it on wounds and looked to see if that helped healing. So this is, it could be an anecdote, which, as you know, is an uncontrolled type of, not even a study. It's just one person's experience. Or it could be what we nicely call a hoax. But if we go to, if you were to do that, and I suspect that some people will now see this on the internet and just jump right on that yoke, jump on the bandwagon and do this. What could be wrong with it? Well, here's what's wrong. And you know me, I'm the party pooper. So somewhere between 4 and 5% of eggs contain salmonella on the surface of the eggshell. So somewhere in that area. And somewhere around 2 to 3% contain listeria, another bacteria. So there's a fairly high percentage of egg. We're not talking about the egg inside, which should be sterile. We're talking about the egg shells, because remember, they're, you know, these chickens lay these eggs, and they're in farms, and they're in chicken coops, and we know that it's not the most sanitary of situations. And so these studies have been done. There are plenty of studies that show a lot of bacteria on eggshells. So if you were to put, you know, take your raw egg and put that egg white, raw egg white on your wound, there's a significant chance that you would be inoculating this brand new wound with either salmonella or listeria, the two most common bacteria that live on the surface of these eggs. If you do that, that ain't a good thing, Mike, particularly if you have diabetes or are immunocompromised or have another chronic illness. There are, in the literature, plenty of cases. You know, I've never seen one, I'll be honest with you, but there are salmonella wound infections. It's not common because salmonella is a GI organism. That's, you know, our gut, and that it causes infections in our gut. But if it's introduced onto the skin in a burn, particularly someone that's immunocompromised, and by the way, all burn patients become immunocompromised if you have more than about of 10, 15% burn, size burn. So if you smear this on your body and you've got a good size burn, you're really doing a number on yourself. So here's the story, Mike. Don't fall for this yolk. Don't do it.
That's should not definitely fall for that yolk. So whatever you read on the internet, it isn't absolutely true. And in this case, it could be very harmful. Even if you just did this thinking, well, it's benign, I'll put some egg whites on it. Although if you get the pasteurized egg whites from the carton, it may be without that salmonella risk to it, eh?
That could be. And then the only question is whether it really does anything.
Well, we're going to keep looking for studies on this when we come back. And your questions are always welcome on You, the Owner's Manual. radio show. Just email us at udocs@gmail.com. You can call 877-711-5211. It's toll-free, 877-711-5211.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.